Thus it is, and whosoever honors the symbols of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, that is from the Allah consciousness of the hearts. See, people speak of Hajj lightly, dismissing it. When we dismiss Allah's symbols, when we dismiss the sacred rituals Allah has appointed for us, then we are actually dismissing the core of our worship. Allah says, when you have reverence in your heart for Allah's symbols, then that is taqwa. That is Allah consciousness. India's cattle offered for sacrifice are benefits for you for an appointed term, and afterwards they are brought for sacrifice into the ancient house. We find that once the Prophet saw a man walking by his camel of sacrifice, and he told him, ride this camel. And he said, no, but I have to sacrifice it. He said, doesn't matter, you can use it, you can ride upon it. And for every nation we have appointed religious ceremonies that they might mention the name of Allah over the beast of cattle that He has given them for food. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, so your God is one God. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُوا, submit to Him, not to people. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, and give good news to the humble ones. Who are the humble ones? Who humble themselves before people? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, whose hearts tremble when Allah is mentioned. Do our hearts tremble when we hear Allah's words? Never. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, those who are constant upon whatever befalls them. وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, those who establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, those who spend out of what we have given them. What is rizq? Just our wealth? No, all the blessings Allah has given us, tangible or intangible. Now we can think about ourselves. Do we have these qualities? The first quality that's mentioned is this inner sensitivity to Allah, that our hearts respond when we hear Allah's words. What's the second quality? That we are constant. Not that we pray regularly in Ramzan and the minute Ramzan's over, we're back to our old ways, not reading the Quran, not praying at all. Then Allah mentions Salah. After mentioning Allah's right, Allah mentions people's rights upon us. Not that we just selfishly pray all day long, we share our time with people for Allah's sake. We share our knowledge with people for Allah's sake. We share our wealth with people for Allah's sake. And the cows, oxen or camels, we have made them for you as among the symbols of Allah, the animals of sacrifice. Wherein you have much good, so mention the name of Allah over them when they are drawn up in lines for sacrifice. Then when they are down on their sides after slaughter, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَّ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Eat thereof and feed the poor who does not ask and the beggar who asks. Thus have we made them subject to you that you may be grateful. Now here I'd like to mention some common misconceptions that exist nowadays. People say two things. They have two objections to qurbani. One is that, oh, it's a waste of money and it's a waste of flesh and it's far better that you use that money to feed the poor. Now we need to understand, the Prophet ﷺ showed us that this is part of the Islamic rites that Allah has ordained for us. If we want to spend money on the poor, we have the rest of the year to spend money on them. What right do we have to question this ritual which Allah has ordained for us? Now, if you think about it, it is a way of feeding many people who do not get to eat meat all year round. Think of those people who are so poor that they can't afford to buy meat. So the whole year round they're deprived of meat, and on that day of Eid al-Adha, the day that people are distributing their meat, that's the day that they get to taste it. Think of the trade provided for all those men who are raising those animals for sacrifice, the butchers who are slaughtering the animals. This is all trade being provided for them. This is all a way whereby we're feeding them. Allah says, eat thereof and feed the poor who does not ask and the beggar who asks. Give to all. Don't just give to those who come to your house or those that you know about. Be sensitive. Find out. Maybe there are people nearby who are too proud to ask you. So give to them as well. See how Allah inculcates within us social awareness. Thus have we made them subject to you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, in order that you may be grateful. Another misconception that we commonly find is people say, no, no, this is just for the pilgrims. It's not for the other people. We find that the Prophet spent 10 years in Medina. He didn't go for Hajj every year. And every year he gave a sacrifice. And an incident that I find so beautiful, that the last year he gave two goats, and one was for himself and his family, and the second one was from the entire Muslim Ummah. That's how much He loved us. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a mercy for the whole world. That's how much He loved us. صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Don't just concentrate on how many goats you're sacrificing so you can brag about it. It is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah. People who say, what's the point behind this senseless ritual? And this is so barbaric and it's so cruel upon the poor animals. Allah says, focus on the spirit. It is Allah consciousness from you that reaches Him. That's what counts. Thus have we made them subjected to you. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That you may exalt Allah for His guidance to you. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And give good news to those who do good. Who are those? Those who obey Allah implicitly, completely. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Indeed, Allah defends those who believe. And we read in this surah a magnificent example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's defense for one who believes. In Surah Al-Anbiya we read, how when Ibrahim alayhi salam stood up to his people for Allah's sake, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We said, O fire, become coolness and peace upon Ibrahim. Allah says, don't be intimidated by people, by their propaganda. Like there was this famous actress and she was objecting to this ritual. And many Muslims are brainwashed into saying, oh, this is so barbaric and cruel to the poor animals. Allah says, no compromise and no apologies. Remember, if you make a stand for your deen, Allah will defend those who believe. Indeed, Allah does not like any treacherous ingrate. Permission to fight against the disbelievers is given to those believers who were fought against because they have been wronged. And surely Allah is able to give them victory. Those who have been expelled from their homes unjustly only because they said, Rabbun Allah, our Lord is Allah. And look at the examples before us. Look at what's happening in Chechnya. Why? Because they said, our Lord is Allah. For had it not been that Allah checks one set of people by means of another, monasteries, churches, synagogues and mosques, wherein the name of Allah is mentioned much, would surely have been pulled down. Allah is teaching us that the purpose of the enemies of Allah is to finish all remembrance of Allah. Not just remembrance of Islam, remembrance of Allah. Indeed, Allah will help those who help Him. How do we help Allah? Does Allah need our help? No, He doesn't need our help. But if we support His deen, Allah will take care of us. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect Allah, Allah will protect you. In other words, protect Allah's deen. Get up, do something for Islam. Learn about Islam. Act upon it. Convey it. Serve Islam and Allah will take care of you. Indeed, Allah is all strong, almighty. Those Muslims who, if we give them power in the land, they enjoin salat, pay zakat, and they enjoin all that Islam orders. They forbid all that Islam forbids. And with Allah rests the end of all matters. Now this is a very important ayat. Allah is saying that if you are given power or responsibility, whether as a ruler, whether as a mother, whether as an employer, whether as the boss or as the leader, as the director of a multinational, what is it that we should be doing? Just focusing on secular laws? No, don't forget the spiritual side. They enjoin salat, pay zakat, they enjoin all that Islam orders. And they forbid all that Islam has forbidden. Whatever we can do, we should do. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ. All of you are shepherds. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رِعَيَتِهِ. Each one of you will be asked about his flock, about the people who are under us, under our command, our servants, our children. Did you implement Allah's laws? Did you teach them about Allah's deen? Or did you just focus on the secular side of life? And with Allah rests the end of all matters. And if they belie you, so did belie those before them. The people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, and the people of Ibrahim, and the people of Lot, and the dwellers of Madian, and Musa was denied. But I granted respite to the disbelievers for a while. Then I seized them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And how terrible was my punishment. And many a township did we destroy, while it was given to wrongdoing, so that it lies in ruins. And many a deserted well and lofty castle. See how Allah wants the mu'min to be a balanced person. We're supposed to derive knowledge of Allah not just from Salat and Zakat, but from the physical signs of the universe, from the historical signs around us. Again and again Allah tells us in the Quran, travel in the land, see what was the end of those who denied. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Have they not traveled throughout the land? What are our travels meant for enjoyment? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا And have they not hearts wherewith to understand? أَوْ أَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا And ears wherewith to hear? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Indeed, it is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the breast that grow blind. What a beautiful ayah. What can we do about our heart's blindness? The Prophet ﷺ told us, hearts become rusty just as iron does when water gets at it. They asked him, how can we remove this rust? And he replied, by frequent remembrance of death and frequent recitation of the Quran. But we're afraid of death and we don't want to think about death and we're not ready for the Quran. So then what can we expect but that our hearts should grow rusty? Look at Allah's words, be careful lest your hearts grow blind. And they ask you to hasten on the torment, and Allah does not fail His promise. And indeed a day with your Lord is as 1,000 years of what you reckon. Remember this saying, the mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. Don't be so reckless in asking for Allah's punishment. And many a township did I give respite, while it was given to wrongdoing. Then in the end I seized it, وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ To me is the final return. Muttaqi, munafiq, kafir, fajir, mu'min, muslim, Jew, Christian, the return is to Allah. Say, Ya Yuhannas, O mankind, I am sent to you only as a plain warner. So those who believe and do good deeds, lahum maghfira, for them is forgiveness. When do we expect Allah's forgiveness after sinning? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. What is Allah saying for those who believe and do good deeds? For such is forgiveness and a generous provision. But those who strive against our signs, mu'ajizina, to frustrate them, those who argue against the Quran, those who try and disprove the Quran, disprove the Sunnah, somehow prove that Allah's laws are backward, na'uzubillah, they will be dwellers of the hellfire. Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before you, but when he did recite the revelation, or narrated or spoke, shaitan threw some falsehood in it. Tamanna has two meanings. It can mean hoped and recited. In other words, when the Prophet started conveying his message, what happened? Shaitan created doubts in the hearts of people. He created obstacles so that people would not want to come and listen to the Quran. But Allah abolishes that which shaitan throws in. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ Then Allah establishes His revelations. What has Allah told us elsewhere in the Quran? Remember the example. It's like water coming down from the sky and the different valleys flow according to their capacity. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً Now when the water level starts rising, so does the level of foam start rising. When you start turning towards Allah, when you start obeying towards Allah, people try and stop you by different means, by different objections, by different tactics. And what does Allah say? That this foam will subside. There will come a time when they'll get tired of telling you. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ And that which will benefit people, that will stay in the earth. So Allah says, remember, in the end, this haqq, this will be implemented. And Allah is all-knower, all-wise, that He may make what is thrown in by shaitan a trial for those in whose hearts is a disease and whose hearts are hardened. We need to be analyzing ourselves. We need to constantly remember death, constantly recite the Quran, lest our hearts have a sickness in them, lest our hearts have become hardened. And certainly the wrongdoers are in a remote opposition, and that those who have been given knowledge may know that this Quran is the truth from your Lord, so that they may believe therein, and their hearts may submit to it with humility, not with arrogance, but with humility. And indeed Allah is the guide of those who believe to the straight path, and those who disbelieved will not cease to be in doubt about it until the hour comes suddenly upon them, or there comes to them the torment of the day, after which there will be no night. Al-mulku yawma'idhi lillah. The sovereignty that day will belong to Allah. So it's Allah we need to please. He will judge between them. So those who believed and did good deeds will be in gardens of delight. And those who disbelieved and belied our verses, for them will be a humiliating torment. those who emigrated in the cause of Allah and after that were killed or died. Surely Allah will provide a good provision for them, and indeed it is Allah who is the best of those who make provisions. Truly He will make them enter an entrance with which they shall be well pleased, and indeed Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing. That is so, and whoever has retaliated with the like of that which he was made to suffer, and then has again been wronged, Allah will surely help him. Indeed Allah is of pardoning, of forgiving. That is because Allah merges the night into the day, and He merges the day into the night. Wa amna Allaha sami'un basir. And indeed Allah is all hearer, all seer. This is because Allah is the truth, and all they call to besides Him is false. And indeed Allah, He is the Most High, the Most Great. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky, and then the earth becomes green? Indeed Allah is the Most Kind, and well acquainted with all things. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens, and all that is on the earth. And indeed Allah, He is rich, worthy of all praise. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you all that is on the earth, and the ships that sail through the sea by His command? He withholds the heaven from falling on the earth except by His leave. Indeed Allah is for mankind full of kindness, most merciful. It is Allah who gave you life, and it is Allah who will cause you to die, and will again give you life. Inna al-insana lakafur. Indeed man is ungrateful. That still we don't turn to Allah. For every nation we have ordained religious ceremonies, which they must follow. So let them not dispute with you on the matter, but invite them to your Lord. Indeed, you indeed are on the straight guidance. And if they argue with you, say Allah knows best of what you do. Allah will judge between you on the day of judgment about that wherein you used to differ. Do you not know that Allah knows all that is in the heavens and on the earth? Indeed, it is all in the book. Indeed, that is easy for Allah. And they worship besides Allah others for which He has sent down no authority, and of which they have no knowledge. And for the wrongdoers there is no helper. And when our clear verses are recited to them, you will notice a denial on the faces of the disbelievers. They are nearly ready to attack with violence those who recite our verses to them. Say, shall I tell you of something worse than that? The fire of hell, which Allah has promised to those who disbelieved, and worst indeed is that destination. Ya Yuhannas, O mankind, duriba mathalun fastami'u lah. An example has been coined, so listen to it carefully. What example is this? Indeed of those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatches away a thing from them, they will have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. Allah says that those whom you call to besides Allah for help, they cannot even create a fly, something as puny, as insignificant as a fly. Even for cloning they require a living cell, they can't do it on their own. And if the fly were to snatch away a thing from them, they could not release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker, the one who is calling to other than Allah, and the one who is sought, the one whom he turns to. Why do people do shirk? Ma qadarullaha haqqa qadrihi. They have not valued Allah as was His right. They just did not think of Allah as being Malikul Mulud, as being Maliki Yawmiddin, as being Rabbul Alameen, as being Nurus Samawati Walad. When we don't value Allah, when we don't love Allah as is right, that's when we turn to others. That's when we dismiss Him lightly, saying, oh, Allah is going to forgive us. Allah is not going to ask us about that. Remember, Inna Allaha laqawiyun aziz. Allah is all strong, almighty. Allah chooses messengers from angels and from men. Indeed, Allah is all hearer, all seer. He knows what is before them. He knows what is behind them. And to Allah return all matters. O you who believe, bow down and prostrate yourselves and worship your Lord. And do good that you may be successful. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. And strive hard in Allah's cause as you ought to strive. Who ajtabakum? He has chosen you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has not laid upon you in religion any hardship. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. It is the religion of your father Ibrahim. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. It is He who has named you Muslims, both before and in this. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. That the messenger may be a witness over you, And you may be witnesses over mankind. فَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ So establish salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ And give zakah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ And hold fast to Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ He is your Lord. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى What an excellent Lord. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ And what an excellent helper. This is a magnificent ayah. Allah is teaching us our mission in this ayah. Allah tells us, جَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ Who is the address to? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا We claim to have iman. We claim to be Muslims. This then is what Allah is telling us. جَاهِدُوا Do jihad. What jihad is this? Military jihad? There are different forms of jihad. Allah tells us in the Quran, جَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا Do jihad against people with this Quran. In other words, teach people what's in this Quran. Teach them Allah's message. Teach them the purpose of life. Jihadan kabira. Don't just read it once in Ramzan. No, have a constant bond with this Quran. Teach people what's in this Quran. Don't neglect this duty. Huwajtabakum. Why should we do this? Because this is our mission. This is the purpose for which we were created. Allah has chosen us. See how honored we feel when someone important says, I've chosen you to do this for us. This is Malikul Muluk. He has chosen us. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ Do we find it difficult? People say, oh, it's so difficult to follow Islam. It's so difficult to teach others. Allah says, He has not laid upon you in deen any hardship. The Prophet ﷺ once said, I have been sent with the easy Hanafiya. In other words, I've been sent with an easy religion. There's nothing difficult about it. It's we who have made it difficult. We find the Quran difficult. We find reading Salah difficult. But Allah says, He has not placed upon you any hardship. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Don't treat this deen lightly. Don't look on it as a burden. Remember, this is the same creed that your father Ibrahim alayhi salam followed. And look at the honors Allah bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salam as a reward. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Why does Allah mention Ibrahim alayhi salam at this point? To remind us, what was Ibrahim alayhi salam famed for? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When his Lord told him, submit, he didn't say, I'm not ready for it. He said, I surrender to the Lord of the worlds. Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Allah reminds us, that we have been created as Muslims, not the names of the different sects that we've bestowed upon ourselves. لِيَكُونَ رَسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ Now Allah tells us why we have been entrusted this mission, so that the Prophet may be a witness upon us. وَتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ And you may be witnesses upon mankind. This is our mission. This is our job. To convey this message of Islam, which the Prophet ﷺ conveyed to us, to all mankind. We haven't even conveyed it to our families, forget the rest of mankind. How do we become witnesses upon mankind? That our lives should reflect Islam. As Amina Silmi once said, remember, you're the mirror through which people see Islam. Why are people not interested in Islam? Because we have set such a bad example. We have created such a bad reputation for Islam. And Amina Silmi went on to say that our lives should bear proof that we are Muslims. She said, when I enter a shop, I enter smiling because that was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. To constantly smile at people, to make them feel welcome, to make them feel loved. تَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ Our dress, our way of speech, our conversations, our knowledge, our pursuits, our hobbies, our lifestyles, our deaths should all reflect Islam. Only then can we convey this message. Now Allah teaches us the tools for this mission. فَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Establish Salah. See how has Allah defined the Muslim Ummah in the Quran? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Muslims, you are the best of nations. You've been taken out for all mankind. Doesn't that seem like an irony? Muslims nowadays despised, oppressed, suffering everywhere. Allah says, but when will you become khayra ummatin? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. When you start enjoining that which is right. When you start forbidding that which is wrong. Wa tu'minuna billah. And when we start doing all this for Allah's sake, not for people's sake. Allah teaches us the tools we use in this mission of conveying Islam. Aqimu Salah, establish Salah. Wa'atu Zakah, give Zakat, part from your wealth. Bodily sacrifices aren't just enough, we need to make sacrifices from our wealth as well. Wa'tasimu Billah, and cling to Allah. See, Muslims nowadays pray, Muslims give their zakat, and why are we suffering? Because we're not clinging to Allah. Because the rituals are hollow, they're meaningless. There's no love of Allah behind them. وَاتَصِمُ بِاللَّهِ Cling to Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ He is your Lord. He is your patron. He is your protector, your friend. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى What a beautiful protector. What an amazing friend. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ And what an amazing helper. Now we'll read this ayat again and think about it. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ Strive hard in Allah's cause as is His right. Do we give this Quran its right? Have we given Islam its right? Never. He has chosen you. There's no turning back now. We've been chosen already. We can't shrug off this responsibility. And He has not laid upon you in religion any hardship. Why do we run away from this Quran? Why do we run away from this task of conveying Islam to mankind? It's an honor. It's a gift of love. It is the religion of your father Ibrahim. It is he who has named you Muslims before and in this, not the names that we've bestowed upon ourselves, that the messenger may be a witness over you and you may be witnesses over mankind. The Prophet ﷺ handed this legacy to us. Now if we don't convey this message, then we should know that his testimony will be against us. So establish Salah, give Zakah and hold fast to Allah. He is your helper. What an excellent patron. Wa ni'man nasir. And what an excellent helper. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.